But she's got to look at me because I can only play if I have an audience. Ready for a Newfoundland tune? I forget it now.
I's the boy who... Ready? One, two, three, go. I's the boy who builds the boat, and I'm the boy who sails her. I'm the boy who catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Hip your partner, Sally DeVoe. Swing your partner, Sally Brown. Bogle twins, Kate Martin's heart, all around the circle. I took Lizer to a dance in faith that she could travel, but every step that she did take was up to her knees in gravel. I'm the boy who built the boat, and I'm the boy who sails her. I'm the boy who catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Hip your partner, Sally DeVoe. Swing your partner, Sally Brown. Bogle twilling Cape Morton's harbor all around the circle. I don't want your maggoty fish. They're no good for supper. I could get as her face. I could get as good as that. Down in Bonavista, I'm the boy who built the boat. Sails her. I'm the boy who catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Hip your partner, Sally DeVoe. Swing your partner, Sally Brown. Pull the twins, Kate Morton's harbor all around the circle. There you go.
That is fantastic. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I can smell this amazing pizza in the oven.
Yeah,
you have
it's burning, I better check it. No, I better check it, because it's a very hot oven, actually. I don't know the oven.
There's a real panic on John's face there. Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Have we saved it? This just isn't any pizza, is it?
No, it isn't. It's a very unusual pizza you could never possibly have eaten anywhere else, I don't think. Unless you were living in the Neolithic period or something like that, because the base is a mix of einkorn and my own land race, mixed population of very unusual rise, which I've been growing for a few years. But einkorn is the first wheat ever grown by humans. And actually it was an accident, but it's turned out to be really good. When we drilled it last fall, we planted the einkorn, but I had a contractor drilling it. I wasn't drilling it myself. And then he went off to plant the rye, but he double-planted. He put the rye in the same patch as the einkorn. Oh, no, it's going to be a disaster. I've got two crops in one. But actually, it worked out really well, and it's produced this very interesting blend. And it's probably good for people. Well, I say this with great caution. Einkorn is apparently, there's some recent studies done that it's okay for people with celiac disease. Now, I say that very cautiously as a scientist. I mean, it really depends. I'm not going to put my neck on the line there, but... if it has a long fermentation, it's okay. And rye, again, I think if you have a very long fermentation, it alters, denatures the gluten, then it makes it suitable for people with, well, gluten intolerance, you know, wheat intolerance and all that. So, but einkorn is very, very healthy grain, very high in protein, well, reasonable in protein, but very good flavor. Doesn't rise so well because they have a lot of gluten. But with rye, it's fantastic. So I actually made a loaf of bread. And because you arrived at such short notice, I thought rather than making a dough, I just sliced it. And so you've got an einkorn rye base with other accoutrements on the top.
It's fantastic. It looks really, really good.
Well, I hope your children
it
like
it. It smells good. Shall we go and eat some?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated to know what the difference is between the tastes. Because... And I've managed to... let one of the children borrow my headphones, and I haven't got my headphones for my recording equipment, so I'm hoping that I'm going to get a good balance
on
this one
as
well.
That's a fancy-looking recorder.
Yeah, they're both pretty fancy-looking recorders, aren't they? So, right.
I didn't know you were actually going to be recording.
So, yeah, so it's good. It means I can remember all the interesting things I'm told.
Well, that should be edible.
Right, I'll stop that one.
What's it called?
Now, there's so much information coming flying at me here right now, but... I guess I'm going to have to introduce you.
Okay.
John, tell me, you specialise in heritage seeds and heritage varieties, and your name is John Letts, and you're from Canada, right?
Correct.
Or am I telling you?
No, that's all right. My name is John Letts, and I was born in Ontario, in a small French village in the south of Ontario, but I moved here 30 years ago, so I'm a dual citizen now, and...
Yeah, over the last 10 years in particular, a bit more than that, I've been growing lots of ancient heritage cereals. They're now called heritage cereals. I mean, people weren't calling them that so much until recently, but there's a heritage cereal revolution going on, really. So I collected a couple of degrees and specialized in kind of environmental science and organic farming and those types of things. So it's all led to this.
So I've come here today to find out a little bit more about heritage seeds and heritage wheats, because I run a small cookery school in Northamptonshire, and one of the courses I want to put on is a heritage baking course. Particularly, I want to work with heritage flour with sourdough, but I'm finding it quite a challenge because a lot of the heritage flours that I'm using don't seem to have the right consistency or the constitutes to get me a really good, bouncy, lovely loaf, because it seems that the modern varieties have got this, is it gliadin, and a lot of higher, you can tell me because I'm not sure what the technical side of it is, but then I'm not getting the rise from the heritage flours, and I was wondering if you might have a magical answer for me.
Magical answer, I'm not sure. But my first comment would be that you have to look at your baking system. That maybe sounds a bit confrontational, but...
I'm running out of here screaming, John.
If you put an old beat-up Volkswagen on a Formula One track, you know, it's not designed for that. But there are a lot of people who enjoy driving a Volkswagen. That's maybe a silly analogy in some ways, but...
I'm using a long, slow fermentation process, sourdough process, which is in most instances, mm-hmm. I think, one of the very oldest ways of making bread. So I think my process is kind of okay. I just don't think that the flour that I'm buying is right.
I haven't tried your bread yet. Well, I'm just suggesting that it's obviously, you know, the quality of the bread is going to be a combination of factors. It's going to be how you bake it. And there's 101 ways of making sourdough bread. And also then the qualities of the flour itself. And modern flour is inevitably mixed with added gluten. Gluten that's been, you know, washed out of wheat crops grown in Brazil or
somewhere.
I'm
going to come back to you on that subject. Okay. That's something I would definitely talk to you about.
So the modern flour is strong. It's full of gluten. And people are now used to, bakers as well as consumers, are used to a very, you know, white fluffy loaf. And so heritage flours aren't going to give you that lift. I think it's important actually to define first what heritage grains are and what heritage flour is, because there are many things being passed as heritage bread or heritage things which wouldn't necessarily meet my definition of heritage.
So we'll definitely come back to that as well. So we're going to talk about later on, we'll talk about gluten and the definition of what heritage actually is.
Sure.
Cool. Should we go and eat that pizza
yeah,
first?
Let's do that.